time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Good morning and welcome to Mining Stock Daily. I'm your host, Kylie Williams. Today is Wednesday, May 1st. Gold and silver were obliterated yesterday, with gold down nearly $60 from Monday and silver down $1.05. Gold briefly traded below 2,300, but is trading at 2,302 at the time this was written. Silver knifed decisively through $27 to settle in the PM session at $26.60. The Mining Stock Journal commented that, while it seems odd, if not completely obtuse, that the inflation hedging precious metals are slammed when a bad inflation report is released. Apparently, the entities that trade COMEX paper gold and silver had an allergic reaction to the biggest quarter-over-quarter jump in wages in a year, per the Employment Cost Index released yesterday morning. The mining stocks were taken out back and shot, with GDX down 4.72%. The Mining Stock Journal reminds listeners that it has been suggesting that a big pullback will occur, but that it will set up the next move higher. We'll get to the news from the miners and explorers in just a moment, but first, a word from today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Fireweed Metals. Fireweed Metals is advancing three different projects within the Yukon and Northwest Territories, including the flagship McMillan Pass project, a large silver lead zinc deposit, and the Mac Tung project, one of the largest and highest grade tungsten deposits in the world. Fireweed plans to advance these projects through exploration, resource definition, metallurgy, engineering, economic studies, and collaboration with Indigenous people on the path to production. For more information, please visit fireweedmetals.com. And here is what you need to know this morning. Thesis Gold reports an updated mineral resource estimate at the company's newly combined 100% owned Lawyers Ranch project in the prolific Tootagon mining district in northern British Columbia. The project now boasts a combined measured and indicated mineral resource of 4 million ounces and an inferred mineral resource of 727,000 ounces at respective grades of 1.51 and 1.82 grams per tonne gold equivalent, hitting an important milestone for the project scale. Ranch has more than 20 drill-ready targets for potential new discoveries and multiple additional gold-silver mineralization targets generated for follow-up. Thesis Gold trade on the TSXV as TAU, on the FSE as A3EP87, and on the OTCQX as THSGF. Onyx Gold announced additional gold results for the next 14 drill holes from its ongoing, fully funded 3,000-metre spring drill program at its Munro Croesus project in the Timmins Gold Camp, Ontario. The 14 drill holes reported today were completed at the new GM vein, located 350 metres from the past-producing Croesus gold mine, which yielded some of Ontario's highest-grade gold ever mined. Significant assay intersections included follow-up hole MC24-154, which returned 52.06 grams per tonne gold over 0.5 metres within a broader zone of 26.52 grams per tonne gold over 1 metre. Onyx trade on the TSXV as ONYX. And now on to lithium news. Patriot Battery Metals announced core assay results for drill holes completed in 2024 at the CV5 spodumene pegmatite. The Corvette property, wholly owned by the company, is located in the EU Itchy James Bay region of Quebec. The CV5 spodumene pegmatite, with a maiden mineral resource estimate of 109.2 megatons at 1.42% lithium oxide inferred, is situated approximately 13.5 kilometers south of the regional and all-weather Trans-Taiga Road and power line infrastructure. Highlights released today show strong lithium mineralization over wide intervals from infill drilling at CV5, including 126.3 meters at 1.66% lithium oxide, including 54.9 meters at 2.5% lithium oxide, and 100.8 meters at 1.97% lithium oxide, including 69.8 meters at 2.52% lithium oxide. Patriot Battery Metals trade on the TSX as PMET, on the ASX as PMT, on the OTCQS as PMETF, and on the FSE as R9GA. Imagine Lithium continues to expand on the newly discovered Casino Royale zone, approximately 500 meters north of the Jackpot main zone. The Jackpot Lithium project is located in the Georgia Lake pegmatite field, approximately 140 kilometers northeast of Thunder Bay in Ontario. The Jackpot property is characterized by swarms of mineralized lithium-bearing granitic pegmatite dikes distributed over at least five zones on an 18,800-hectare land package. The Casino Royale zone is an east-west trending spodumene-bearing pegmatite dike, which has been successfully intersected in 8 of 9 drill holes from the 2024 campaign. Casino Royale highlights reported today include 1.02% lithium oxide over 18.9 meters from 159.3 meters in hole JP2426, 0.96% lithium oxide over 13.25 meters from 154.2 meters in hole JP2428, which includes 1.42% lithium oxide over 9.1 meters from 155.25 meters. Imagine Lithium trade on the TSXV as ILI and on the OTCQB as ARXRF. And finally, in copper news, Intrepid Metals announced results from the first 12 diamond drill holes from its initial drill program on the company's Corral copper property in Cochise County, Arizona. The favorable results from the first 12 holes confirm the 3-kilometer-long trend of near-surface carbonate replacement and related supergene enrichment oxide copper-gold-silver-zinc mineralization in the Holiday, Earp, and Ringo zones, which falls within Intrepid's private property consisting of patented mining claims and additional surface rights. The planned 5,000-meter drilling program, diamond drill program, is ongoing within the three main mineralized zones on the property. Highlights include 193.13 meters of 0.68% copper and 0.33 grams per ton gold, or 0.83% copper equivalent, from 27 meters to 220.15 meters in hole CC24-011, including 105.2 meters of 1.17% copper and 0.55 grams per ton gold, or 1.42% copper equivalent. Intrepid Metals trade on the TSXV as INTR and on the OTCQB as 1MTCF. As always, the Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Commodity Network and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends at the Junior Mining Network. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.